So, after all the build-up of Advent, after the shopping, the wrapping, most of the cooking, the travelling and the waiting and the wondering, Christmas is here. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
And in our gospel reading from Luke today, we hear that familiar story. The journey to Bethlehem, the baby in a manger, the shepherds in the field, and the angels filling the sky with song. Luke gives us all those essential bits. He tells the story very simply. But often, because it's so familiar, maybe we fill in the gaps without noticing. We add details from other gospels, from the carols we sing, from nativity plays we've been in or been a part of, from Christmas cards, from our own imaginations. And because of that, I wonder if we sometimes miss just how unexpected, even disruptive, this story really is. Christmas turns the world upside down. And I think the first surprise is so big that we can almost forget it, that God becomes human. The creator of the universe doesn't stay distant or touchable, but comes to us as a baby, tiny, fragile, and utterly dependent. And as we said, today is Christmas Day, and we celebrate the birth of Jesus. Now, usually, when it's someone's birthday, they're the ones who receive the gifts, correct? However, I see that there are still a couple of presents under the tree here. So let me grab the first one. Can I have that snowman bag? Yes. Ooh. Now, does anybody want to help open? Shocking. That's it, give it a pull. Okay, let it go. Oh, a balloon, your balloon. A balloon. What shape's the balloon? A heart. It is, isn't it? And I think this gift, it says it's from Jesus to all of us here. Jesus is giving us a gift today, a balloon, a sign of love, a sign of God's love for us. And sometimes I wonder that maybe we think that God is this person or this entity that's far away, that's untouchable, that's out there, that can't be seen. But what happened that Christmas day is that God's love became real, became love amongst us, became Emmanuel, God with us. And not only like us, not only with us, but like us. And I think this brings us on to the next surprise. This child around whose life, death and resurrection turns all of history around is not born into an important family, but Mary, an unmarried woman, is the mom. And Joseph, who's a carpenter, an ordinary working man. Yes, descended from King David, but they don't have the wealth, they don't have the power to show for it. And because of this census, any careful plans that Mary was going to have to deliver her baby in a water bath or a birthing suite with white noise and fairy lights were out the window. She wasn't surrounded by any of the familiarity. Instead, the baby's first bed, as we know, was a trough surrounded by animals, because God chooses the smallness. He chooses the humility to say, I love you. I'm with you. I'm not grand. I'm a baby. And that lowly beginning opens the doors to the wonderful surprise, because as we heard in Luke, the first people to hear of this news, not those priests, not the kings, not the politicians, the shepherds, ordinary laborers being outdoors, probably muddy, tired, let's be honest, not very clean. We've all been around sheep, probably. Not the cleanest of animals. They were not the people who would have been welcomed with open arms into a palace. You can imagine it, couldn't you? The shepherds rock up. Oh, an angel has told us to come, if they'd knocked on the doors of a palace. And the palace servant opens the doors and says, no, away with you, move on. You definitely don't belong here. But because this baby isn't born in a palace, he's born in a stable in a manger, it means that everyone is welcome, the lowliest to the grandest. God comes to us in a way that we can approach. And so, as God enters history in human form to bring his love. Now, as we've said, it's Jesus' birthday. So what could we offer Jesus? Phoebe, there's a present under the tree. Can you bring that one for me? Thomas, come see what's in this present, rather than taking the wafers. That's it. That's it. Can we open it together? Oh, what is it?
A mirror.
A mirror. Mirror, can you hold it up really high for me? This is a Phoebe specially decorated mirror. Maybe can you walk it up and down there for me? Show everyone. That's it. It's fitting, isn't it, that Anna from Frozen is a princess in her own right, is showing us the mirror. But anyway. And what do we use a mirror for? To see, isn't it? To see ourselves. Whether it's first thing in the morning when we're not sure if we want to see ourselves, or getting ready, whatever it is. But that's what Jesus wants from us. He wants ourselves. Whatever it is that we have to offer, he's not looking for perfection, not impressive achievements, not having everything sorted out, just ourselves. And so God enters our world in order for us to be able to enter into his greatest story ever told. And so I think Jesus is asking and inviting us to say, will we say yes to God, like the story, like Mary, like Joseph, like the shepherds, like millions of others across history and today? And the call remains the same, just to give ourselves all that we are. Because God understands small gifts, even if that's all we feel we have to offer. Because that same Jesus who once lay helpless as a baby now stretches his arms to welcome us home to him. And so whatever your Christmas looks like this year, whether joyful, difficult, busy or quiet, may you know the disruptive, world-changing power of God's love today and always.